this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Rest in peace, Paul Rubens, in the big adult cinema in the sky.
Mm-hmm. And we're your hosts with the Post. That's right, Pee-wee died. We miss him. 70 years old, which kind of threw me by surprise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been up there for a while.
But, I know, yeah. But it's just, you don't, that's not a guy I would think ever to be 70.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's fair.
He has a modern look, I feel like.
What the hell is happening?
It's just there's some guys possibly mean? Like a contemporary. You just can't picture guys like that being old. Guys that look like him. He doesn't look like he would have been born 70 years ago.
Wow, somebody that has a crew cut. Is that what you mean?
It's not. No, it's talking about face. Just general look. General aesthetic. Some guys look more like they would be 70. He doesn't look like a guy that would be 70. So that being said, the fact that he made it to 70 is impressive. I'll give it up to him for that.
Suffering from cancer for multiple years, it appears.
So. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if suffering is the right word. That doesn't make you feel good to say that. Probably shouldn't say that.
Well, I don't doubt he was enjoying it. He wasn't hanging out like, hell yeah, dude. This rocks.
Hey, give me some more of that cancer. Over here, buddy.
Load me up, Doc. I do not want this. What do they use to treat cancer? What's it called again?
Chemotherapy,
yeah.
That's more another like... thing I guess people were really upset is that we couldn't figure out the word terminal on the last episode.
Really?
Folks, I don't know if you've noticed, but we are very stupid. Yep. So.
Yeah, a great combination of really dumb and also not remembering anything that happened or was said ever. So it's a really, really good use of brain. Got it over here, folks.
We use brain real good.
We good brain users. But yeah, I watched a lot of Pee-wee growing up. Pee-wee's Big Adventure is still a great movie.
Yeah.
Banger of a soundtrack.
Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, Burton's first movie. I believe Danny Elfman's first score. They both knocked it out of the park. Good for them.
And now look at them. You got Tim Burton. What is he doing now? Frankenweenie Extended Universe.
Well, he's doing the show Wednesday, which is apparently unbelievably popular. My youngest daughter will be going as that Wednesday for Halloween.
Cool.
I said I would be Thing. So I got to figure out what that means.
Well, you know what you could do. All right. You buy just a black, one of those black, what do you call them?
The morph outfits.
Suit, a black morph suit, which is those things that are like complete the whole, mm-hmm. You know, the green man suit. You get one of those going on. And
that's what I've had in mind. Yeah.
Slip one hand out and there you go.
Yeah. But then I would have to really commit to doing that. And it'll be 200 degrees outside while we're trick or treating. So. As it typically is here in Florida. So what I'm probably going to do is just buy a hand thing hand from Amazon because there's like thousands of them. So do that. And that'll be great, won't it?
Yep, you sound really excited for it. We can't wait.
Everything, yep. No doubt about it.
Halloween coming up. School's coming up. Kids are going back to school.
Yeah, next week.
Took my daughter in to get acclimated to the school. She did not want to go. And then when I picked her up, she said, can I go back tomorrow? And I said, boy, that's going to change real
quick.
You're
going to regret saying that.
You dumb bitch.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter's many times during kindergarten last year was like, well, I don't like school. But then the next day would talk about the 25 friends she has there and how great it is. Like, man, I didn't like school and I also didn't have friends, but you at least have one of those things.
But look how I turned out. Perfectly fine doing a podcast with a guy I met on the internet. And my life is going great. So
really sums it up very well, doesn't it? Well, speaking of guys we know from the internet.
Sure.
Why don't we read some fucking posts?
Terrific. A now deleted user posted this over on Reddit. I feel really bad coming on my turtle. Why the fuck would I do that? I should have never masturbated in front of my turtle. So basically, I was watching porn on my 55-inch TV, and my turtle was next to me on the couch. The porno was really old. It was a DVD from 2002. It was probably the hottest porn I've ever watched, and honestly, I'm probably going to watch porn on DVD instead of from the internet. The only reason I had my turtle with me was because whenever I come, I feel really depressed and lonely, so I thought if my turtle watched with me, I wouldn't feel lonely. Well, I started stroking my willy, I used lotion, I took off all my clothes, but my dumbass forgot the tissues. I realized that I forgot to grab tissues, but it was too late. I was going to come. I didn't want to come everywhere, so I had to think fast. It was when I saw my turtle when I realized what I had to do. I came like a motherfucker. My turtle was painted with cum in his tiny little face and all around his shell. He didn't say a word about it. He didn't move. He just stood there looking at me like I killed a bunch of children. I will never forget the look on my turtle gave me. His disappointing face broke my heart. I put on my clothes. I took my turtle to the bathroom and cleaned him off. What happened, happened. But my turtle will never forget what happened. My turtle, Tommy, will never forgive me. Today I pass by him, and I know he still remembers what I did to him 3 hours ago. My only wish is that one day, Tommy the Turtle forgive me for my horrible sins.
Great. A great little lead into this week's main episode, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Did find some unfortunate similar posts for that one. So looking forward to that. Yeah.
You know, you're running around, you're jacking off like a madman.
Mm-hmm. Jerk off like no one's watching.
Oh my God, I forgot the tissues. So let me grab this this animal and just cum all over it.
Yeah. Of the animals to cum on, turtle seems like one of the better ones. They're like no fur. It's much easier to clean up.
Not really absorbent, that fella, though.
Yeah, but that's, you just grab the tissue and you're good to go. A dog, you know, all that matted fur.
Yeah, but the dog will at least clean itself off after you're done.
Oh, that's true, but then that adds to the shame and the fact that your dog's sitting there eating your cum and probably enjoying it. Then you're like, well, damn, that's not good.
Damn, I could have eaten that.
Hey, boy, don't hog. Don't hog the nog.
Mightn't I have a chew? Boy, don't hog the load.
Yeah. That's a goddamn lootly. And a cat would just be really upset that you did that, so.
Yeah. Hey, listeners out there, if you come on your cat, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Call in to 9... Whoa, what is that? What the fuck is it?
It's not right in front of me right now, so I have zero idea. Probably should. We remember we used to play voicemails in every bonus episode.
Yeah, but then we started running.
Well,
we started running out of ones for the actual.
Yeah, they're like, shit, we should actually save this for the. Until eventually we'll start having none, and then I'll be like, that's even better. End the show even quicker. Hey, it's no sweat off my back, folks. Speaking of sweating, this one's from Tumblr.com.
What kind of, okay, you know,
you see, so thin privilege is being able to see a baseball game. I went to a game over the weekend. The seats were clearly designed for an unrealistic maximum weight. The only way I could fit was to sit at the edge of the seat and sort of slide back, forcing my hips underneath the armrests. It was extremely uncomfortable. On one side of me was a little kid who didn't seem bothered. On the other side was a girl who was not pleased that I was taking up a small portion of her seat and loudly discussing how sweaty I was. It was 85 plus degrees with her friends. One of them sympathized that it must be gross having me pressed up against her. Mm-hmm. I got up to get some food. OMG, a fat person eating alert. And when I came back, I discovered that one of the vendors had given the girl a piece of cardboard to put between herself and the armrest. With this cardboard in place, I discovered that I could not fit in the seat. It was impossible. I asked her to move the cardboard. She said no. So I got a security guard. He looked at the situation and said he couldn't do anything. The carpet was on her side of the seat only, so she was entitled to have it there if she wished. I left in tears. So what happens when you have a little too much peanuts and Cracker Jacks? You can't enjoy the old ball game.
Oh, you know, that's very sad. So, had to go through that. Damn. You go to the ball game. You're wearing your you look like Mrs. Matt. You just everybody's mistaking you for her.
Yep.
Which is the first toughie of the day. And then you go to get your second Nacho Supreme.
Yeah.
From the concession stand, you come back and this bitch has the audacity to build some sort of makeshift barrier between you and her $18 hot dog.
Yeah.
And what gives her the right? Huh?
What gives her the right to want to not have someone else in her seat? Yeah, that's tough.
That's incredible.
And I'm going to guess it's one of those like ones from like the 1920s or something where everyone like the maximum weight anyone got was like 170 pounds.
Everybody had tuberculosis. Everybody was just wasting away constantly. And they wore suits all the time. Talk about being hot and sweaty. Mm-hmm. These guys are in twill or tweed, or I think those are both fabrics, right?
You know, she should they probably have a special seat, whatever seat that President Taft had to sit in when he threw out the first pitch. I'm sure like that's probably still there reserved for just such an occasion. The presidential suite, if you will.
It's like the usher coming up and tapping her and like
good news, madam.
Oh my god. We think you might be more comfortable if you came with us. And it's just a bathtub. It's just a bathtub.
Well, that's ironic. It's just a trough. There you go.
Enjoy. Oh, brother. Well, good luck or whatever to that chick. I'm sure she'll be having lots of fun telling that story every chance she possibly can get.
But was it said that this person's a lady?
Let's see. It's going to Tumblr and talking about thin privilege.
I mean, sure, we can assume, certainly. But, I mean, just the whole thing is such a feminine piece of outrage. But that is exactly what we first thought, I think. I don't know. Who's to say?
I'm going to say it's a woman. So.
Yep. Call them broads for a reason.
Speaking of, a young woman posted this to the now defunct Yahoo Answers underneath the health subforum.
Right.
Okay, so please listen to what I have to say. I'm really confused. So a while ago, I was masturbating with an egg when I was about to orgasm, my vag just like sucked it up. It was like a vacuum. Not just like a regular vacuum. My vag is a Dyson. Anyways, I was so scared that I spent the rest of the night trying to queef that egg out, but it wouldn't come out. The next day, while I was playing basketball during gym, the egg fell out and into my underwear. I was so afraid to take it out because I was scared people were going to think I was growing a penis or something. When I got home, I took it out and found that the egg had hard boiled. My vagina is a vacuum and a pot of boiling water. It hard boiled an egg. I'm not done. So I didn't know what else to do. So I put the egg in the fridge, and a couple hours later, my dad was eating an egg salad sandwich. He then started gagging and coughing. Should I tell my dad about the egg?
Here's the thing. What are people really just eating egg salad sandwiches all the time?
I like a good egg salad. You know what? It's one of those things though. It's a toughie to make because there's a lot of process in it. Hard boiling an egg is kind of a shitty thing to It sucks.
You think hard-boiling an egg is a shitty thing that sucks? Isn't that one of the easiest things in the world to do?
I've never really accomplished getting them correct. Boy. Yeah. Mm. Heard it here first. Heard it here, Firks.
You know, I got an abundance of eggs because I'm watching friend of the show Charlie's Chickens while he's in jolly old England, and I have to go over there and pluck some eggs from those cluckers, and leaves like 7 or 8 a day. These 55 fucking chickens he has. So I got a couple trays full of eggs at the house right now.
What have you been doing with them? Anything exciting?
I don't have a vagina to put them in, so yes, I've been putting them in my asshole. And usually they just crack immediately and burst, and then I have eggshells in my ass.
Yes, I've been putting them in my asshole and pretending that the xenomorph has laid its eggs inside of me. So
squat on the floor and belch them out. Get a nice
belch, felch, whatever floats your boat, right? Felching. Yeah, that was a thing. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a thing, all right. That was a real thing that some fellas love to do. Hey, you know, a lot of folks like to do weird sexual shit. Mm-hmm. Found this on the subreddit r/dating. Finding it hard to compete with other men in the bedroom. I'm a fairly normal guy. I like sex. Mm. It's fun. Great start. I just find it hard to compete with all these other guys out there when it comes to being interesting in the bedroom. I mean, I just don't know if I can have a girl put a dildo up my ass. I don't have other guy friends. I can have sex with her while we do it. And then that guy fucks my ass and I fuck his ass. And then he fucks my ass while I fuck her. It's hard because so many straight guys are willing to do stuff in the bedroom, like have three other guys there and there's one girl and the guys are fucking each other's asses in the girl. And then a third girl comes with two more guys and we're all fucking their ass and they're fucking my ass too. Am I just not as adventurous as other heterosexual men? How do I get the confidence to do what they do? Because I feel like women always pick them over me. Hmm. Illustrious Aid 9215 asked, why is your girl having sex with other guys or even wanting to have multiple men? To which the OP said, that's a great question. So,
oh my God. am I crazy? Is this my fault? Am I the one not getting my ass fucked right?
Why can't I be into getting my ass fucked while other guys fuck my girlfriend and then they also start fucking my ass again while I'm getting, well, her ass is getting fucked by me, but also them at the same time? I just want to get into that. Brother.
Good luck, my friend.
Yep. A lot of people in the comments were just like, hey, just find a woman that doesn't care about that stuff. You should be fine. But, you know, easier said than done these days, huh? These Zoomers, TikTok, kidding me?
What is going on?
The latest viral craze on TikTok is just a guy getting cornholed.
This is really, though, this is kind of like a who's on first situation because it's like, you're fucking my ass. I'm fucking your ass. You're
who's in my ass? I don't know. No, I don't know. Is in my mouth, etc.
Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Whose cum is on my ass? No, that's Tyrone. Okay, it doesn't quite work the same way.
Tyrone is in my ass. Yep. That's, yep.
Oh, that movie just came out, isn't it?
Okay. All right.
What was that movie called?
Tyrone's a clone.
They clone Tyrone. That's right.
Yeah, it was called
Does that have a Lakeith in it? One of my favorite African American names right now. Lakeith Stanfield. Lakeith is just, that's just perfect. It's up there with Anfernee. Some of my, one of my favorite names. My son's middle name.
I can't with this.
Wow, he's been nominated for 5 Black Reel Awards.
Now, is that R E A L or R E E L?
2 E's, my brother, man. Wow, this thing's been going on for almost 30 years now.
So we're not, you know what? You're not letting us into your theaters. We'll do our own thing.
Oh, they get it. Oh.
They're loud. Great. Hey, here's a guy who also might need some dating advice. I posted this over to our confession. I like the smell of my balls. I read that most men habitually smell their testicles. This may be an instinctive ritual to ensure that everything down there is healthy. Men instinctively know what their balls should smell like, and they rub their balls and then sniff their fingers to check and make sure it smells okay. If their balls smell bad or weird, they know something is wrong. I do this too. However, this isn't just a health-related habit for me. I like how my balls smell, and I like to smell them. At least 2 or 3 times a day, I sniff my balls, and I like it. I rub my underpants or my testicles and sniff my fingers, then do it again a few more times just because I like it. I do this ritual several times each day. If I haven't showered in a day or two, my balls start to smell like a mixture of cheese and feet, if feet smelled less nasty. It's a natural sweaty sort of musk, sort of like how armpits smell. I assume that most testicles have this scent. I really like this smell. During the pandemic, there was a brief period where I mostly worked from home, and during that time, I didn't shower at all. My balls smelled like blue cheese. It was delicious, and I loved it, and I loved telling people about it. When I played video games, I would type in the chat or go on voice chat and tell people that my balls smelled like cheese. I laughed when people reacted with horror or urged me to shower. I just like when my balls smell like sweaty cheese. But the best is when I haven't showered in a few days, and I've been sweating into the same pair of underpants without changing them or even taking it off except to poop. After a few days, particularly when it's really hot like it is now, I start sweating so much that the odor of ball funk mixed with the sharply scented combination of stale and fresh sweat becomes so pungent that it smells like pee. Sometimes, when I wake up in the morning, my underpants are literally damp with sweat. And when I smell my balls and realize that my underpants are damp, I wonder if I pissed myself in the night before I realize that it's just sweat. I really like it when my underpants are wet with sweat and my balls smell like pee. It just smells good to me. I woke up this morning and pulled my blankets over my head so I could take my usual morning whiff of my balls, and my nose actually stung from the smell. It was so good. I loved it so much. I had to check that I had not pissed myself. My balls just really smelled like urine from all the sweat and unwashed ball funk. This morning, in the shower, I struggled to finish in time to get ready for work. I was really relaxed. I sat in the tub and got comfortable in the warm water, and then I just spread my legs. The sharp, piss-like smell of my balls permeated the air and hung in the humidity while I showered. I loved it so much. I was really tempted not to wash my balls. While I was typing this, I realized that my underpants are becoming damp again, and then I'm getting excited knowing that tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'll take my morning whiff under the covers and my balls will smell so bad in a good way. If there's anyone who reads this and feels the same way, DM me. Maybe we could set up a Discord or a subreddit for lovers of ball scent. I like to smell my balls and cultivate a really good scent, cheesy or sweaty, and I like to talk about it. And I bet I'm not the only one. Again, nothing about this is sexual. I realize this sounds bizarre, but I promise this is no different from liking the feeling of comfortable, snug shoes or the taste of good food. I'm a heterosexual man. I am not attracted to balls or dicks in any ways. I just really like how my own balls smell. Tomzik was taken and replied, "This is horrific." To which the OP said, "What's wrong with enjoying ball scent?" And Cosmic was taken and responded, "It's not really the act itself, more so the fact that you type so much about it in such detail."
But yeah, also the act itself is yeah. Look, we all get a whiff every now and then, don't we?
Oh boy. And I say, time to shower immediately.
Yeah, it doesn't become one of those like Boy, I should write about this. I should tell a lot of people.
My nuts fucking stink. And they're wet and they fucking smell like shit. I better get on the internet.
And I look forward to it smelling bad at a different time, too. That's pretty sweet. Well, hey, don't yuck this guy's yum, huh? You know what I'm saying? Don't cuck this guy. No. Don't
suck this guy's cum. Or do. That would probably help him out, actually.
Hey, don't tell me what I can or can't do, huh? Don't suck this guy's cum. Come on.
Don't. Okay, and it's the Gadsden flag, but it's a turtle, and it says, "Don't come on me." And it's the first post that we had.
It's too bad it wasn't a snake, huh? Because that would have really been the perfect. And it's just the snake's just looking like just annoyed. It's like, ugh.
That's what they always look like.
It's like, oh man, why are you coming on me, dude? Again, snake, one of the better pets to come on. They're so slick and shiny anyway.
Sure.
So you're going to do it, folks. And I imagine we have a pretty high percentage of snake-owning listeners.
Yeah, that's right. Snack.
Comments I'm seeing.
S-N-E-K.
A small snack. Huh? Teehee. Spork. Sorry, I'm very random.
Oh, my God. He's so freaking random.
Goddamn. Remember browsing Hot Topic in 1999, looking at those stickers and laughing a lot at them. What was my favorite? It was like, how dare you call me immature, you poopy butt.
Sure. Yeah.
Jerkhead or something like that. Mm-hmm. My God. Laughed so much at that shit.
Laughed so much you thought you pissed your pants, but it was just sweat.
Mm-hmm. And what a delightful aroma. One more post here, folks. Well, not really a post. A woman shared a screenshot of this text conversation that she was having with a gentleman that she met online. Mm-hmm. He texted her this in the morning. "I miss your laugh. I clearly know I'm a pain in the ass, but I think you're an amazing lady, Pamela." A couple hours later, he said, "How are you?" Couple hours later after that, he said, "Well, good night." And then she eventually responded, "I wasn't done with work until 8 p.m. My name's not Pamela, by the way." tough start. He eventually came back with these. "Yeah, wrong message. Just a friend of mine who was in Europe. Sorry about that." Later, he said, "You have a good day." And then he followed that up with, "Can we chat on phone for a few?" And then finally, "Wanna come?"
Just so, wanna come.
Yeah, just you interested in the idea of coming at all?
Can I interest you in a come, m'lady?
Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, you hear the tales about people saying the wrong name during sex or whatever. It's like in the heat of the moment, that's brutal. You can almost understand it. Texting someone, you don't even have to say their name when you're texting. Sure.
No.
And ideally you would have their name right in front of you on the phone thing on the contact. So yeah, not sure what happened with this guy. It doesn't seem to care that Pamela is a completely different person. Still wants to come.
It's just like, wants look, lady, listen.
You know, I just don't care who you are. I just know you're a lady. Please let me call you and jerk off.
Yeah, all I'm looking for, look, let's help each other out here. Yeah. I help you. You help me. Talk on the phone.
No, I won't help you at all in any way. But let's say theoretically that I would.
Can I call you? That's cool. Hey, this is that's you get you ever get those text messages where it's like, hey, is this Dar? Hey, Darlene, we're having a dinner for mother tomorrow. Can you bring the whatever? And if you respond, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry, that wrong number. Do you want to talk anyways? It's
like, yeah. Like, oh no.
Actually, now that you mention it, yeah, sure.
Yeah. That is. It's a lonely person right there.
I think it's some, it is, it's 100% some sort of scam. And it's a lonely person. It's, you know, a scam that is aimed at lonely people. So. Not me, though.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to get my ass. That's because I got 4,000 friends in my pocket at any given time.
Oof, boy. That's tough. I do get the text. I've almost been tricked a time or two with the texts that are just like, hey, man, I keep reaching out. What's going on? And you're like, wait, what? What? I'm like, oh, that's like, they sent it to 7,000 people. And eventually, one of them will be like, sorry, here's my bank account.
Yeah, right. Oh shit, man. I forgot that I was going to buy crypto from you. Here you go, man. That's my bad. That's my bad, dog.
Yeah, the phishing links especially are, you know, if you just don't know anything about URLs or whatever, it must be pretty easy to fall for that shit.
Oh, I think about people like my parents that are just like, it's like, don't, if anybody texts you, just don't answer. Mm-hmm. If it's not me, don't answer it.
Completely clueless about how any of that shit works.
Like, yeah, your aunt sent us this thing. It's like, your Aunt Shirley sent us. And it's like, well, Shirley's been dead for 12 years, so I don't know.
But she can't access her Netflix account. So I was able to provide few important details to this important the CEO of Netflix texted me directly. Must be important.
Now your mother is a lovely woman, but does this seem like something she would get wrapped up in, would be just like giving somebody
believe it or not, she's pretty
savvy with that stuff.
She had her own website in like 96. Always been ahead of it.
So she was scamming people out of their credit cards.
Yeah. Well, that's my inheritance you're talking about, bud. It's someone else's inheritance that was given to my mom via scam in the 90s. Goodbye, everybody.